Shabbos Daf Ayin. The Mishnah said, if you knew what you were doing was Malacha, you knew about the Malachos, but you didn't realize it was Shabbos, then you only have to bring one Karban Chatas, regardless of how many Malachos you did. However, if you knew that it was Shabbos, but you didn't know what you were doing was Malacha, then you have to bring one Karban Chatas for every single Malacha that you did. So why the difference between the one Karban Chatas and individual Chatas for every single Malacha? Rav Safra says, in the first case, when you don't know that it's Shabbos, you're going to stop when you find out that it's Shabbos. So therefore, you only have to bring one Karban Chatas for forgetting that it was Shabbos. However, in the second case, where you don't know that what you're doing is Malacha, you're going to stop when you find out about the Malachos. Therefore, you have to bring a separate Karban Chatas for every single Malacha that you did. However, if Nachman says, when the reason that you're going to stop when you're told it's Shabbos is because you don't want to be doing the Malachos. And when you stop doing the Malachos, it's because now you know it's Shabbos. So in both cases, you're stopping both because of Shabbos and Malacha. There's no difference. So rather, what is it? Rav Nachman says that you're supposed to bring a Karban Chatas because of inadvertence, because of an accident. When you don't know that it's Shabbos, that's one inadvertence, not knowing it's Shabbos. However, when you don't know that what you're doing is a Malacha, that's a separate inadvertence for every single Malacha that you do, and that's why you have to bring a separate Karban Chatas. So now we're going to examine the case more closely of where you knew it was Shabbos, but you didn't know that what you're doing was Malacha, that's where you'd bring a Karban Chatas for every single Malacha. So how do we know in general that doing different Malachos require a separate Chatas for each and every one? Why don't we just say, in general, the Malachos are all one unit, and by violating them, no matter if you violate one or 39, you're just going to bring one Karban Chatas. How do we know they're separate? Shmuel says, because the Pasuk says, Mechalaleha Mos Yumas, that the one who desecrates it shall surely be put to death. Mos Yumas, it could have just said he'll be put to death, but because it says Mos Yumas, the double language of putting him to death, that teaches that there can be multiple liabilities for desecrating the Shabbos, that you could be chayav to bring a Karban Chatas in multiple ways for doing the Malachos. However, this pasuk of Mechala Mos Yumas, who desecrates the Shabbos, shall be put to death, this is talking about a mazit, someone who intentionally violates the Shabbos. We don't put someone to death just for accidentally violating the Shabbos, so how can we apply this case to a case of an accident where you bring a Karban Chatas? So the Gemara is going to answer that since the pasuk already says, Kol Osa Melacha Yumas, that anyone that does Melacha shall be put to death, that's clearly talking about mazit. So what's this pasuk of Mechala Mos Yumas going to tell us? That's going to teach Shogig, an accident. And the reason it says Yumas is not literal putting him to death, it's that he's going to die monetarily because he's going to have to bring many expensive Karban Chatases. So now we're going to question Shmuel, though. Why don't you learn it from here? We have a brayso that Reb Nosson says, why does the pasuk say, Lo sevaru esh b'chol mosh v'esechem, you shall not light a fire in any of your dwelling places on Shabbos? We already know that there's an Isser Malacha. Why do you have to single out lighting a fire? We know that you can't do Malacha on Shabbos. So the reason is because the pasuk says Ela Hadvarim, talking about Shabbos. Dvarim teaches two, because Dvarim is plural, so it teaches two Malachos. Hadvarim, the extra hey, teaches another one Malacha. And Ela, the gematria of the word Ela, is 36, so we arrive at a total of 39 Malachos. So you might have thought that if you do every single Malacha, they're all one unit, and you'd only have to bring one Karban Chatas. Therefore, the pasuk teaches Becharishu Vakatsir, teach both, that from the reaping and from the plowing and the reaping, you shall rest. And since it separates, then we see that the 39 Malachos are each different things, not one unit, and therefore you'd have to bring a separate Karban Chatas for each. However, maybe you could say only by plowing and reaping, those are separate things. However, by the other 37 Malachos, those are all one unit. So that's why the pasuk says, Los Varu Esh B'chomosh V'zichem, you can't light a fire. Just like lighting the fire is an Av Malacha and you're Chayav for it on its own, so too it's coming to teach to all the Av Malachos that you're Chayav for them on their own, that they're all individual, and therefore you'd have to bring a separate Karban Chatas. However, Shmuel, the problem is Shmuel should have just learned it from here. Why doesn't he learn it from here? Because Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi, that the reason it says, Lo Zevaru Esh B'chol Mosh V'Seichem, is to teach that lighting a fire is only a lav. It's a lo tase. It's something you can't do, that you would get lashes for. But it's not a capital crime that you'd be put to death for. And we see this because we have a brayso that Rabbi Yossi says, the reason that lighting a fire is singled out in the Pasuk is because to teach that it's a lav, that it's a lo tase. And Rav Nosson says, no, the reason it's singled out is to teach that all the Malachos are separate and you'd have to bring a separate Karban Chatas for each. However, Shmuel still could have learned it from here, a different place. We have a brayso that Rabbi Yossi says, va'ase me'achas mehena, that he'll do from one of them, talking about Shabbos. So we're going to explain this pasuk, that sometimes one does many Malachos and only has to bring one Karban Chatas, and sometimes one does many Malachos and has to bring one Karban Chatas for each Malacha. So Rabbi Yossi B'Reb Chanina is going to explain this more. It could have said Achas, just the word Achas, but the pasuk said Me'achas. And it could have just said Hena, but the pasuk said Me'hena. So it's to teach, from the pasuk itself, we see that one that is like them, meaning you violate one Shabbos by doing a lot of Malachos, and you still have to bring a Chatas for each Malacha, one Shabbos that is like many, them. And there's also them, many, that are like one, an individual, that there you could do many malachos on one Shabbos, yet only have to bring one karban chatas. And from the word achas, I might have thought that you're only liable if you completely carried out your original intention. For example, you wanted to write Shimon, and you're only going to be chayav if you wrote the entire word Shimon. Me'achas teaches that you're chayav even if you only did part of your intention, meaning you wanted to write Shimon, but you only wrote Shame, you're still going to be chayav even though you didn't do your full original intention. Hena, if it just taught Hena, I would have said you're only liable for the Avos. Mehena teaches that you're also liable for the Toldos. And then going back to the one that is one that is many, that's a case where you knew that it was Shabbos, but you didn't know what you were doing was Malacha, and there you're going to have to bring a Karban Chatas for each Malacha. And the many that are one is where you didn't know it was Shabbos, but you knew that what you were doing would be Malacha, there you're only going to have to bring one Karban Chatas for the general Shabbos. So why doesn't Shmuel learn from here? And the reason is because Shmuel doesn't learn anything from Achas, Me'achas, Hena, Mehena. Tim doesn't really, he's not going to learn something from that. Rava asks Rav Nachman, what if you didn't know both that it was Shabbos and that you were doing was Malacha? What, how does that work? So Rav Nachman says, that's just a case where you didn't know it was Shabbos and you'd have to bring one Karban Chatas. However, the Gemara says, but you still didn't know what you were doing was Malacha, so why don't you say instead that you have to bring a Karban Chatas for each Malacha? So therefore, Rav Ashi says, what's the criteria? If you stop because you remembered or you were reminded it was Shabbos, then you only have to bring one Karban Chatas. However, if you stop what you were doing because you're told that this action that you're doing is Malacha, then you have to bring one Karban Chatas for each Malacha. Ravina says, no, but when you're told that it's Shabbos, and we already saw this, when you're told it's Shabbos, then you're going to stop what you're doing because you don't want to do the Malachos. And when you're told that what you're doing is Malacha, you're going to stop because it's Shabbos. So therefore, there's really no difference why you stopped, because in both cases, you're stopping both because of the Malacha and the Shabbos. Therefore, we're going to say that it's just a case where you didn't know it was Shabbos and you only have to bring one Karban Chatas. However, we're going to challenge this again. We have a Mishnah that says there are 39 Malachos, and we've seen this before already. Why is it specified the number 39? We could just count them all up ourselves. Rabbi Yochanan says it's because to teach that if you did all the Malachos in one Shabbos, you're going to have to bring a separate Karban Chatas for each and every single one. So in the case, now here comes the challenge, in the case where you didn't know both that it was Shabbos and that what you're doing was Malacha, it makes a lot more sense to say that you're going to be Chayav for each and every single one. Because now, even if you didn't know it was Shabbos, you're still going to need to bring a separate Karban Chatas for each and every Malacha because you knew that what you're doing was Malacha. For each and every single Malacha, right? So the only, according to this, it only makes sense to say that you can bring 39 karbanos if, in the case where you didn't know that it was Shabbos and you didn't know that it was Malacha, that you're still going to have to bring a karban chatas for each and every single Malacha. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to bring 39 because you could say, I just didn't know it was Shabbos and I didn't know that there was Malacha, right? And then you'd only have to bring one. However, if we're going to say whenever you don't know that it's Shabbos, whenever that's in play, you're only going to bring one, right? If no matter what, if you didn't know Shabbos, you're only going to bring one Karban Chatas. If that's true, then what's the case where you're going to bring 39 Karbanos, right? How can that be that you're going to bring 39 Karban Chatas in for all your different Malachos if you didn't know Shabbos? That must be a case where you did know it was Shabbos, but you didn't know what you were doing was Malacha. That makes sense. You knew it was Shabbos, but you didn't know what you were doing was Malacha, and that's how you're going to have to bring 39 different karbanos. So this makes sense, though, if you're going to say like Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan says, if you didn't know that what you were doing involved kares, then you'd bring a karban chatas, even if you knew what you were doing was aser. Therefore, if you knew that it was aser, right, you knew that it was Shabbos, but you didn't know that what you were doing would get kares, right, you didn't know about the malachos, then you'd have to bring a karban chatas for each and every single one. However, here's the problem. According to Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish says that to be considered an accident, you can't know what you're doing is aser, and you can't know that there's kares involved. So in this case, then you couldn't have known anything. You couldn't have known that it's Shabbos, and you couldn't have known about the malachos according to Reish Lakish. You can't have any knowledge. However, if that's true, that you didn't know about Shabbos, and we said that whenever you don't know about Shabbos, you have to bring only one Karban Chatas, according to Reish Lakish, how is there a case where you're going to bring a Karban Chatas for each and every single one, right? Because Reish Lakish says you can't know about the Isser, you can't know about the Kares, so here you can't know that it's Shabbos. But like we said, if you don't know it's Shabbos, you're only going to bring one Karban Chatas, so how, according to Reish Lakish, is there a case where you're going to bring a different Karban Chatas for each and every single Malacha if you had no knowledge of Shabbos? Because Reish Lakish is going to say you knew about the Tchum, the boundary on Shabbos that you can't travel more than 2,000 Amos, and this is like Rabbi Akiva that says that the Tchum is a Doraisa law, so you didn't know about Shabbos. You had knowledge about Shabbos, but you didn't know about the individual Malachos, and that is how you can know about Shabbos, but not know about the Malachos, and be liable to bring 39 Karbanos, or a separate Karban for every single Malacha that you did. Shkayach.